Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FBI searches Trump estate.
Looking for confidential classified records.
Raid sparks Republican rage.
They don't want Donald Trump to run and win again.
Flipping new cars.
It's absolutely insane. Mind blown.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the FBI searches former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in South Florida. In a social media statement, Trump called it prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system. When the news got out, Trump supporters turned out.
I think it's another unjust, made-up thing, like the impeachment hoaxes.
Democrats are weaponizing the FBI, and it has to stop.
CBS's Catherine Herridge has details.
Another day in paradise. This was a strange day.
According to a Trump advisor, FBI agents arrived at Mar-a-Lago Monday at around 10 a.m. On social media, Trump said, "The raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate," claiming he was working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies.
This is unexplored territory.
Former prosecutor Harry Littman told CBS News securing a search warrant in a case like this would require a high standard of evidence.
This kind of high stakes, high level service of a search warrant by the FBI, I think that's unprecedented.
Multiple sources told CBS News the search warrant for Mar-a-Lago was connected to missing White House records. Earlier this year, the National Archives asked the Justice Department to investigate Trump's handling of official documents. Under the Presidential Records Act, documents sent and received as president must be preserved. But in January, the National Archives said some records returned by Trump were ripped up or taped together. In addition, sources say classified material was among 15 boxes retrieved from his Florida estate.
This is a big-time move that in part is going to be stepping on a hornet's nest. It's not the same as saying they'll charge him, but man, they are treating him like any other criminal suspect, and that's high drama.
Family outrage came from the former president's son, Eric, who was on Fox News.
To have 30 FBI agents, actually more than that, descend on Mar-a-Lago, give absolutely no notice, go through the gate, start ransacking an office, ransacking a closet. Give me a break. And this is coming from what, the National Archives?
Now to Albuquerque, where police have stepped up security at mosques and schools after the recent killings of four Muslim men. CBS's Omar Villafranca says authorities believe the crimes may be linked.
Emotions are still raw for Sharif Hedi. More than 9 months after his younger brother, Mohammed Zahir Ahmedi, was killed behind their family's halal market in what investigators say may be a targeted attack.
When I lost my lovely brother, I didn't care.
Authorities announced they are investigating a possible link between his brother's murder and the murders of three other Muslim men. Ahmad Asad is president of the Islamic Center of New Mexico.
People are so scared, they're missing prayer service.
Well, they are. I mean, they're missing their daily routine. They're missing their life. They're missing their sanity.
Teachers and staff returning to school today in Uvalde, Texas, for the first time since the elementary school attack that killed 21 children and two adults. Kids return to class next month. At a school board meeting last night, parents like Adam Martinez expressed concern.
I told my son that we're going to have extra cops there. And he said, who cares about the cops? They're not going to do anything anyway.
The school district is looking for an interim police chief. Chief Pete Arredondo, criticized for the response to the shooting, will be the subject of a termination hearing. It's now a murder case near Los Angeles as DA George Gascon brings charges against the 37-year-old woman accused of causing a fiery and deadly car crash last week.
The six counts of murder pertain to the five people that were killed in a horrific crash, as well as an unborn baby who who was also killed.
A Utah apparel company known for products touting the Second Amendment and Donald Trump has been fined by the Federal Trade Commission for putting Made in USA labels on goods made in China and other countries. The company, called Lions Not Sheep, has been ordered to pay more than $200,000. Well, some people have made money flipping houses, but as we hear from CBS's Carter Evans, the same sort of thing is working for some auto buyers.
How much did you pay for that out the door with taxes?
I think like $87,600.
Dennis Wang just bought a brand new Tesla 5 months ago, but the offer he just got from a dealer is too good to pass up.
$101,000. It's absolutely insane. Mind blown.
Eddie Gribbist flipped his car for $5,000 more than he paid for it.
9 months. And this is how much it appreciated.
Used car prices are actually up 53%, but some car makers are beginning to crack down. GM is now warning buyers the warranties on some of its most popular vehicles will disappear if those cars are flipped within the first 12 months. Tesla says it may unilaterally cancel any order we believe was made with a view toward resale. And that's exactly what happened to Dennis Wang's next car.
My orders for Teslas actually has been deleted.
After winning her first competitive tennis match in more than a year at an event in Toronto, Serena Williams, who is 40 years old, suggested retirement might be near.
There's just a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. I'm getting closer to the light. Can't wait to get to that light.
I know you're joking, but can you?
I'm not joking.
Okay, so then explain to me what the light is to you, what the light represents.
Freedom.
This morning, we remember Olivia Newton-John, who died yesterday at 73, winner of 4 Grammys with 14 top 10 singles.
She sold more than 100 million records. Olivia Newton-John's string of hits began with a Bob Dylan classic.
If not for you.
There would be many others in the 70s and 80s. And she displayed a wide range of vocal talents, songs that rocked and some that didn't. There was also success on the big screen, playing opposite John Travolta in the film version of Grease. Olivia Newton-John battled breast cancer for 30 years. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
20 years after a vaccine for Lyme disease came and went, a new effort's underway as cases around the world rise.
Pfizer and a French partner are recruiting about 6,000 volunteers aged 5 and up in the U.S. and in other countries where Lyme disease is a problem. If the experimental vaccine is shown to be safe and effective, it could be the first major blow to be struck against the sometimes devastating tick-borne disease that affects nearly 500,000 Americans a year. An earlier vaccine from GlaxoSmithKline was pulled from the market in 2002 over safety concerns. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
We're learning that one of the 4 people known to have died in that big wildfire in Northern California was a longtime U.S. Forest Service fire lookout. 73-year-old Kathy Shoopman had been advised to leave her home as the fire raged, but decided to stay where she was. That's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.